We have this mission of the Chavis and the Kara, small Gemara, not even that many Rishonim, but in spite of that or because of that, there's a surprising amount of chaos in the Sugya, particularly in the Achronim. I'm going to discuss a few miscellaneous Aras in the Sugya, not going to cover everything, certainly not going to cover all the Shitas, just try to clarify a few of the basic things that need clarification in the Sugya. So the Mishnah has five cases, and there's a sixth implicit case discussed by the Rishonim. The five cases are, the first case is Zeba b'chavisto, Zeba b'karaso, and they crash, Potter. Shel zeva shus lahalach, zeva shus lahalach. It's not clear what that case is. They're coming ze keneged ze, opposing, they're walking side by side, and they just swerve or something. The Rishonim and Achronim have different neschos, but that's the case of the Reisha. They somehow crash and Potter because they both have Rishus. The next four cases are where one is following the other. Case number two is Baal Kara Risha and Baal Chavis Achron. The Kara is in the front, Baal Chavis is in behind, and they crash somehow again, not clear how. Here the halacha is Potter, Baal Kara. But Imam Amad Baal Kara, if he stopped, then he's Chayev. So that the moment I'm calling case number three, if the Baal Kara stopped in front, made a short stop, and the Baal Chavis hit him, then the Baal Kara is Chayev. Fourth case, not going to get into the din of Maz here, but the fourth case is if the Baal Chavis is Rishon and the Baal Kara is Achron, the reverse, four and five are the reverse of three and four, then Nishbar Chavis Bekara Chayev, and Mamad Baal Chavis Potter. Here, the din is the reverse, that if they just crashed, then here the Baal Kara is Chayev, Mamad Baal Chavis, if the Baal Chavis made the short stop in the front, then the Baal Kara is Chayev. We have these five cases. So the first thing I want to discuss is in cases two and four, I guess, the cases where there was no Amad, they just crashed. One was going behind the other, and they crashed. So if the Baal Kara is Rishon, then he is Potter. If the Baal Chavis is Rishon, then the Baal Kara is Chayev. So in both cases, the guy behind is somehow considered responsible. If the Baal Kara is in front, Baal Chavis is behind, we somehow put the blame, or roughly speaking, we say, sorry, Baal Chavis, you're out of luck, you're the guy behind, you can't be Taveh. If the Baal Kara is behind, we tell him, we're putting the blame on you, it's your fault, pay. So what is the rationale for these dinim? Why in both these cases do we somehow look at the guy behind and say it's your fault, so to speak? So there are at least three mahalchim in the poskim, apparently. There's Rashi. Rashi's commenting on the first din, case number two of the Mishnah, Baal Kara Risha and Baal Chavis Achron Potter. Why? Rashi says, because Zemahala Kedarka, the guy in front is going at an appropriate speed, Vahumir Laleches, the guy behind sped up. Rashi seems to be saying he's the one who is Mishana. According to Rashi, in the reverse case, with Baal Chavis is Rishon, Baal Kara is Achron. Again, if we assume that it was the guy behind who sped up, the Baal Kara who sped up, then we understand why he's Chayav. So Rashi seems to learn that we always assume somehow that the guy behind is the guy who sped up, the guy who was Mishana, and therefore he's the one responsible, a simple Metziyistik Svara, he's the one responsible for the crash. Taras Chaim is Masig on Rashi. He says, who said? What kind of presumption is this that the guy behind is the one who changed his speed? Maybe the guy in front changed his speed. If according to Rashi, the Mashmo seems to be, it's totally on who was Mishana, even if he didn't come to a complete stop. If you're Mishana, then it's your fault somehow. Who said? What gives us the right to say? The mission just says they crashed. It doesn't say how. What gives us the right to say? Is it Nukimta? Is it a Svara? We automatically assume that it's you. Mechetesi. So Taras Chaim has a different shot on the Mishnah. He says a Svara, which I think is familiar to us in the rules of the road. We always blame the guy behind, not because he sped up, but because the guy in front can't see, you know, can't be responsible for what you're doing. By definition, by the standard rules of the road, the guy behind is responsible to make sure they don't crash. So he's always the one who we blame, not because he sped up. He's the one who's responsible to make sure they don't crash. So the Baal Kara is in front, we put the blame on the Baal Chavis, so we can't be Taveya. If the Baal Chavis is in front, we put the blame on the Baal Kara. We say, you're the one responsible, so therefore you're Chayav. Again, without Ahmad.
Except by Ahmad, yeah.
Ahmad, right. That might be different from American law, that Ahmad changes it. But without Ahmad, without an actual stop, if it's just some kind of crash, then we assume that it was by definition the fault of the guy behind, regardless of the Metzius, the question of who actually changed his speed. Third Mahalach is in Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef, as we know,
according
to Rashi, maybe Ahmad Hakamins. If he's the one who slowed down,
it doesn't have to be Muhammad.
It would be true, Lachar, so it makes sense that they make sense. That Ahmad, it could be Nechlan Ahmad, yeah. Third Mahalach is in Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef, as we've seen, explains much of the Sugya in terms of the paradigm that we'll see eventually in Apara and the next Mishnah. the idea of Shnei Brishus, Echad Brishus, Echad Shelo Brishus. So the Nmuki Yosef explains different cases in the Mishnah according to the Klalim of that Sugya. Nmuki Yosef explains that in these cases where nobody was Amad, cases 2 and 4, nobody was Amad, they just crashed. So he says, why again, why is it always the responsibility of the guy behind? So he says, because the guy behind is doing the Maisa. He says, we have the Chiluk in Heziku and Husku, which he understands to mean whether there's a Maisa be a dime or not, apparently. As we'll see, but he understands that there's something called Heziku and there's something called Husku, that there's a Chiluk whether you do a Maisa Hezek be a dime or whether you're just responsible for a guy tripping over you, but you don't do the Hezek be a dime. So he says that in the case of Baal Kara Rish and Baal Chavis Achra, and then they hit, the Baal Kara is not Heziku. He didn't do the Maisa. He might now be responsible for the guy tripping over him, but it's not a Maisa Hezek. This is a Lamdushvar. It's based on the fact that it's not a question of fault Bechlal. It's just in the Tzura of the Hezek, he's not Heziku. He's only Husku when he's in front. Hashenka, when he's in back, it's Heziku Biadayim, and that's why they're Chayav, even if they're both Brishus. Nobody's at fault necessarily. We're not blaming anybody here. Nevertheless, when it's Shnei Brishus, there's a Chiluk between Heziku and Husku. So Rashi learns it's a very, very basic Matzias question of who changed the speed. Taras Chaim learns it's a question of who's responsible to avoid crashes. Muki Yosef learns that the issue is whether it is a Maisa of Heziku or a Maisa of Husku. Okay. Another point in the Mishnah. Amad Balakara, the first case. Amad Balachavis, I'm sorry, the case number 5. In the case of Amad, not really connected to anything I said before, just moving on to another point in the Sugya. Amad Balachavis, then the Balakara is off the hook, even though he'd be chayv. Otherwise, based on any of these different Hezberim that we said, whether it's because there's a presumption he sped up, or whether it's or the other Pshatim, he's responsible to avoid crashes, or it's Heziku. In all these cases, nevertheless, Amad Balachavis, Balachavis made a short stop, the Balakara is off the hook. Why? Why is the Balakara off the hook? What happened to the Klal? Adam Muad Laila. Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Petzatachas Patzai, as we discussed in the beginning of the Limbud, beginning of the Maniach. There's a klal Adam Muad La'ilam. Balakara Pashtus is an Adam, as at least some Rishonim say. So if he's an Adam, why is he Pater? How does the Amad of the Balachavius get him off the hook? Forget about Stiris to any other case in the Mishnah. What's the basic Havan of the Din? Why don't we say Adam Muad La'ilam and he's Chayiv in spite of the fact that the Balachavius stopped short and caused the problem? So here we have perhaps 3 or 4 different Mahalchim in the Rishonim again. Tosus, who actually seems to be Sosa himself several times, Tosus back on Chav Zayin, famous Tosus. Tosus Shtel Zavek, as we've discussed previously, the idea that Adam Mord La'olam doesn't apply to Ones Gomer. One of Tosus says Adam Mord La'olam means certain kinds of Onesim, maybe Cain Aveda, not even Cain Gneva, certainly not Ones Gomer, Tosus says. Without getting into the pratum of what kind of Ones, Tosus Shtel Zavek, a basic klal that Adam Mord La'olam doesn't apply to Ones Gomer. And one of the examples of this, one of the rayas he brings is Gufa Er Mishnah. He says, Tosa said back there on Chav Zayin that Afgav Le'el Ones Keratzon Adma Mazik Ones Gomer LaRabbi Rachmana. He brings a number of rayas as we've discussed, and one of the rayas is our Mishnah Bal Chavis Rishon Bal Kara Acharim Amid Bal Chavis Nishbar Chavis Bekara Potter. And then Tosa goes on and talks about what kind of Ones he's Potter, but Tosa says Klar that the Ptur here is because Adam Mord La'olam doesn't apply to an Ones Gomer. Tosas by us seems to say,
back in the original three shitas, mm-hmm. I don't know if this would be somewhat nichlal in what Taras Chaim is saying. It's not really the exact same thing, but Tosos has the svara of the Acharon when he originally started walking, placed himself irresponsibly behind the Rishon.
Yeah, okay, you're not gonna be right. That would be, I guess, a similar shot to that, a similar idea that you're the one responsible to set yourself up in such a way. Right, you're not gonna be right. Tosus in Arsugya seems to say something different, some of the Achronim Shtel. Tosus in Arsugya, when he explains why Amad Balachavius is then the Balakaris Pater, Tosus emphasizes that the guy, that the Balachavius by stopping is Pasha. He was Pasha, it's his fault. You could learn, I think some Achronim say, I saw they bring B'Shant thoughts that Mepharshim brings from different Achronim, it just means it's his fault, and mainly you're an onus. The Nakuda is not your pshia. The Nakuda is that Atehi Timsa, that he's an onus. But the Lashon HaTosfos several times in the Sugya is Pasha, the Balachavis is Pasha for stopping. We'll discuss more how that Chronim understood Tosfos, what they think Tosfos should have said instead of what he did say. Tosfos does several times say that the Lashon is, that the idea is Pasha Balachavis. And indeed, we find, this really goes back to the Ramban, we discussed back in the beginning of the sugya, the Ramban is cholek legamri on Tosfos. The Ramban says adam od la'olam, there are no exceptions when it says ruach sheina metzuya. It means even a ruach sheina metzuya of Eliyahu and so on. It means even the biggest onus imaginable. Chazon Ish also emphasizes this, that the Ramban is coming to be cholek on Tosfos mikatzel al katzah. So the Ramban goes on and on saying there's no such thing. Tosfos is absolutely wrong by yisod. There is no exception to the rule of adam od la'olam, at least in terms of how big the onus is. All onsim you are chayev. So the Ramban himself has to grapple with all of Tosfos' rayas. So some of the rayas he says you can do away with by saying the sugyas that you potter is because it's not adam. In certain cases, the Ramban sheet is it's only Aish, it's only Mamon HaMazik. We're not going to get into that right now. But the other idea the Ramban says in a number of these cases is that there's a new ptur. The ptur is if the nizik is pasheya, then he can't blame you. If the nizik is pasheya, he can't come with tainus to you. We discussed previously that applies in the case of Yashin. They bring a Yerushalmi that if the nizik put his kalim down next to the mazik who's already sleeping, your potter, Tosfos brought the mazik is potter. If he went to sleep next to kalim, he's a pasheh and he's chayev. But if he went to sleep when there were no kalim, the nizik put the kalim down after the mazik went to bed, then the mazik is potter. Tosfos asked why adam ward la'olam. So Tosfos said it's a raya that ones gomer, and hey, you were an ones gomer, you went to sleep, there were no kalim, your potter. Ramban says no, there the ptur is that the nizik was pasha ba'atma. We pointed out earlier that Tosfos himself back in the first parak says such as far also that the ptur is hu pasha ba'atmo. And the Ramban Gufa, in the case of Balkaris, seems to suggest the same thing. The Ramban and Bav Metzi over there seems to suggest the same thing, that the Ptur of Amud Balachavius, L'shitasei, is not because it's an exception to Adam Ward La'olam of Onas Shein Agomer. He's talking Onas Gomer and he's talking Chayav anyway. It doesn't matter. The point is, if he was Pasheya, if the Nizik is Pasheya, that Gufa is a Ptur.
What happens if you hired a porter to carry your Chavis?
I mean, the Nizik himself wasn't the one who was Pasheh. Yeah, I was about to say, I was thinking of other Nafkaminas. What happened if he stopped suddenly because the guy in front of him stopped, or because of other, that was a previous sugya we learned, or other tzurim why he had to stop, but he thought it wasn't a Pasheh. That would seem to be a Nafkamina. We'll discuss a more concrete case of that very soon. An apparent Nafkamina between this, if neither of them was Pasheh, Hitaka did something which did something very unusual, which means that the Mazik is not his fault. Meidachis is not his fault either. Why don't we just go to discuss that now? An interesting machlokas between the marshal and the shach. There are two kinds of amad in our sugyas. There's amad lafush, the Gemara says, and amad lachatef. Amad lafush, he stops to take a breath, is considered mishuna. It's not the derech to do that. People are tough; they don't need breaks, and that's just that's mishuna. Yeah, that's shlob rishus. The post can use the lashon. That's considered a shinoi, a pshia, maybe a shlob rishus. Amad lachatef, to adjust the burden that you're carrying. That's considered Amad Barishus. So, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where it says that if the Balachavis is Amad, the Balakar is off the hook, what kind of Amad are we talking about? So there's a debate in the Rishonim what kind of Amad it is, whether it's only Amad Lafush, where he mamashed a Shinui, then that's why the Balakar is Pater, or even if he's Amad Lachatif. So the Marshal is of the view, Marshal is arguing for the position that even if he's Amad Lachatef, which is not a Shinui, which is not a Pshia, which is Bereshus, still the Balakara is Pater. As I stated in Marshal. And he says, because it's not the Balakara's fault. Good. It's not the Balakavish's fault either. He did everything he could. You know, it wasn't his fault. He had to stop. It was Orche. It's Bereshus. People have to stop. And some posts can use the language. You have to stop Lachatef occasionally. You're Nenas that you have to do it. Not his fault. It's also not the Balakara's fault. Mela, even if it's Amad Lachatef in the Sefer, it's talking kind of like the case you were saying, even if there's no Pashias Nizik, still the Marshal says the Mazik is Potter. The Shach doesn't like that. The Shach says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that by Amad Lachatef, if Amad Lachatef is the same as Amad Lafush, then how come in the previous case where the Balakara is Rishon, over there we say it depends. If he was Amad Lachatef, then the Balakara can say, I have an excuse, I was Amad Lachatef, I'm Potter. If he's Amad Lafush, then he's Chayef. Correct the Shach, according to you, Marshal, you think there's no chiluk between Amad Lachatef and Amad Lafush, and who had done in the case of the Balakara Rishon? We should say you potter there too. We should say, because the Balachavis doesn't know, Maisa, you had an excuse to do it. But it's not the Balachavis' fault. He doesn't know what you're going to do. So the same way you're telling me that when the Balachavis stopped Lachatef, the Balakara is still off the hook because he didn't know what you're going to do, so too, in the case of the Balakara Rishon, where he stopped Lachatef, he should be Chayev because the Balakara didn't know what he's going to do. That's why I correct the Shach, Bekitzer. Says Rosh Hashanah Kluger in the Chokmah Shlomo, I don't know what you're talking about, he tells the Shach. Divrei HaShach Tmu, and he says several times. When it's Amad Lachatev, it's nobody's fault. It's not his fault, because Amad Lachatev is normal, it's Bereshus, he had to do it. It's not the other guy's fault, because it's unusual. People, the Hanukkah is, it's something that doesn't happen, and the other person has no reason to expect it. The guy blind has no reason to expect it. Putting aside the language of Tosfos in certain parts of the sugya, he should expect Amad L'Chatif, but the Hanacha of the Marshal, and the Shach is not directly contesting it, is that Amad L'Chatif is also unusual, even though it's not Mishunah, because it's something people have to do, and it's not something we fault him for. It's still something the guy behind doesn't expect. So what should the din be in such a case? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Marshal is absolutely right. Misvar, the Marshal is absolutely correct. When the Baal HaChavis is in front, and he's Amad L'Chatif, so we can't be mechayev the Baal HaKara behind him, because my have a little mevad, my season onus. He didn't expect the guy to be mechatev. So it's true, it's not the Baal HaKavis' fault, but it's not his fault either. So it's nobody's fault. Nobody's fault. The Baal HaKara is off the hook. Mashayin Kain, in the case of Baal HaKara Rishon, he's also potter, because what happened? He's Amad L'Chatev. So what's the Shach Taina? It's not the Baal HaKavis' fault. He didn't expect it. So Zayin, it's not the Baal HaKavis' fault, but it's not the Baal HaKara's fault either. In both cases, Amad L'Chatev is nobody's fault. So when it's nobody's fault, Ben Kach, the Baal HaKara is potter. That's the sheet of the Marshal. The Chokhmah Shlomo explains it's Barer Kacham. If you grant, assume once you grant the Hanachas and Metzias that you don't expect Amad L'Chatev, the Svar is 100% glat. And again, the Hesber seems to be that the Hesber of the Marshal is like the Tosfos on Chav Zayin. The Marshal understood that the Patur in the case of Amad Baal HaChavis, nothing to do with Pasha, not like Tosfos says, it's because it's Pasha Baal HaChavis. That's not Nageh. The Patur of the Baal HaKara in the case of Amad Baal HaChavis is because he's an Einus. Adam Mord La'ilam, not Einus Gomer. So as long as the guy in front did something that the Baal HaKara didn't expect, he becomes an Einus. The fact that it wasn't Baal HaChavis' fault, that's not Milo Amir. The Baal HaKara is Potter because he's an Einus. It makes no difference whether it's the fault of the Baal HaChavis, whether it's the fault of the Baal HaChavis or not. That fits very well with the sheet of Tosfos earlier. All we need to do is establish that the Baal HaKara is an Einus, an Einus Gomer. Once we do that, he's off the hook. We don't care if it's the fault of the Baal HaChavis or the Nizek or not. If you want to work with the Mahalakh of the Ramban, that Adam Mord La'ilam is always Chayev, with the exception of a case where the Nizik was Pasha Ba'atmo, then you could talk a clear whether the Marshal will be right or wrong. Then you could talk a clear, because if the Baal HaChavis did something which is Nechshav Anainus, which is Nechshav Darko, and he had no choice, and it was Orche, and it was Bereshus, then you can clear. Maybe that wouldn't be enough for the Ramban. Maybe that's not called, even though the Nizik physically was the one who did it. But if what he did was brashus and it was normal and he had no choice, maybe then the Ramban Svar wouldn't apply. Maybe you'd say self kol self. L'maisa, he's the one who was garimit. I'll call upon him. The Marshal fits and dovetails very nicely with the sheet of Tos on Chav Zayin, that the Patur and the Mishnah has nothing to do particularly with a pshia of the Baal HaChavis. The Patur is a Patur of Adam Mord La'ilam. It has to do with simply the level of Einus of the Baal HaKara, and nothing really more than that. So we're discussing so far two shittas, two svaras in the geder of Amad Baal HaChavis. One is the idea of the Marshal and Tosfos on Chav Zayin. It's a geder of onus of the Baal HaKara. Second one is the Ramban, possibly Tosfos on Lamed Beis, that we're looking to put the blame on the Baal HaChavis. If we put the blame on the Baal HaChavis, then the Baal HaKara is off the hook. Third mahalach again is the approach of the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef again is explaining the whole sugya in the paradigm of Bereshus and Shelo Bereshus. He says that the halacha is that when it's shneim bereshus, that when it's shneim bereshus, there's a when normally the rule is when shneim bereshus, haziku is chayev, husku is pater. Along comes Muki Yosef in this case and says that the reason why when the Baal HaChavis is amad, the Baal HaKara is pater, is because the Baal HaChavis was shina, and mele he becomes shelo bereshus. And Mela, when one is Bereshus and one is Shelo Bereshus, even Hezekiah B'Yadayim is Potter. So he doesn't explain it in terms of Onus or in terms of he explains it in terms of Bereshus and Shelo Bereshus. He says when the Baal HaChavis stopped, he becomes Shelo Bereshus. The male of the Baal HaKara is Potter, even if he's Mazikim B'Yadayim. The problem is Muki Yosef associated himself drastically from a line earlier. A line earlier he said that the Amad is like the Marshal, Bein Amad L'Chatef, Bein Amad Lafush. Because, and here he explains kind of like Tosfos, since Ein Darkalis Banim Bedrachim, I had no idea you were stopping, even if you stopped L'Chatef, I have no idea, the guy behind has no idea what's going on, he doesn't know if he's stopping B'chlal, he doesn't know why he's stopping, Mamela, regardless of why the guy in front stopped, you can't blame the Baal HaKara, and the Baal HaKara's Potter, Ka'ein the Marshal. So Meir Simcha, the Ar Samech, in his Chedushim, Takez Matmian and Muki Yosef, he says, Muki Yosef says that the Patur of Amad Baal HaChavis is because he becomes Shelo Bereshus, because it's Shelo Bereshus to stop. He says, what do you mean Shelo Bereshus? If it's Amad L'Chatef, it's not Shelo Bereshus. Amad Lafash is Shelo Bereshus. Amad L'Chatef is not Shelo Bereshus. So Muki Yosef is mamish to himself from one line to the next. First he says that the Ptur is even Amad L'chate, but then he says that, the Ptur is because the Nizik Blayb Shalob Rishus. That's one Tmiyah. The Otzim Refarshi HaTalmud, which is where I saw the Arsameach, brings a second Tmiyah. He says that okay, there are different ways to ask this question. I don't remember the pratim exactly at the moment, but I was wondering also, I had a hard time understanding Mukhi Yosef also. Mukhi Yosef on the Mishnah, going back to the Reisha. The Reisha says that when they bumped into each other, they bumped into each other, they're potter. And the Rishonim, including Mukhi Yosef himself, says that if it's Omad Balachavis over there, and the Gemara's Masber, the way most Rishonim understand, the Gemara's Masber, that the Ptur over there is because Tarav Ki Adadi, the Nizik, was contributory to the Nezik. He was moving also. The Rishonim HaMedayik, that if the Nizik stopped, then the Balachavis is Chayiv. Why? Visha Asa Kala Hezik, Vibay Leila Unit. That since he's Asa Kala Hezik, Vibay Leila Unit. The problem is you have to understand again, why is it Chalak from the Sefer? So Tosus asks, why is it Chalak from the case of Ahmed Balachavis and says, Ahmed Balachavis is Pasha. He shouldn't have stopped when the guy's behind him. Mukhi Yosef is saying, though the Sefer applies even to Ahmed Lachatif. Amad L'chatef, which pashas is Bereshus, unless he means it's not Bereshus in this case, when there's a guy behind him, he says that the Sefer is Taka even Amad L'chatef, and still he's Pater, because Mukhi Yosef says that even though he's Amad L'chatef, the Balakara is still Pater, and the way he was Masbird is because that L'mai Sein Dakel is Baran B'drachim, L'yad Be'i D'Amad, Kolshkin L'yad De'i Amad L'chatef Alafash. I don't know, even though you were Amad L'chatef, I don't know. Somehow in the Reishon, Mukhi Yosef holds, since I was Ovid Kol HaHezek, I'm Chayev. In the Sefer, even though you didn't do anything wrong, Balachavis didn't do anything wrong, then still we say that you're potter because ain darkel is baran bedrachim. You have to understand again Mukhi Yosef a little better when do we say lamais you did kol hahezik so you are chayev, and when do we say that even though it's amad l'chatef, right? You have Rameir Simcha's kasha that if it's amad l'chatef, how can we turn around the next line and say that that's the gedra of shlob rishus. And you have to understand the Reisha Gufa. The Reisha says he was Ovad Kol HaHezek, so he is Chayev. So the Mukhi Yosef Shita needs a little further Havana. I just want to move on to one last topic. That is going to the sugya of Mazgish Tishto B'Tashma Shamita. The Gemara says, what is the Mazgish B'Tashma Shamita? Do you say Yibay Leila Yune? Or do you say he was Asa B'Rishus? Halacha is that you are Chayev, some kind of Kal V'Chomer from Golos. Gemara is not Masber exactly why you're Chayev, but just says it's a Kal V'Chomer from Golos that he went into the Yar B'Rishus and he's Chayev, who had Tashma Shamita. So there's a fairly wide diversity of opinion in the Rishonim and Achronim. How are we Machshiv, the guy who was Mazgish Tishto B'Tashma Shamita? Is he an Ones? Is he a Shogeg? Is he a Pasheah? Is he Karav L'Pshia? So first of all, there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether you're Chayev for Dalad Dvarim or only Nezek. And normally the rule is that someone who's considered basically an ones but is chayev al tzadim uad la'olam is only chayev nezek. Someone who's considered pasheya, ruach metzuya is chayev. Ruach metzuya is always the standard for pshia is chayev and dalad varm. Ruach she'ena metzuya is an ones, the ones that a mazik is chayev for, but that's only chayev for mazik, not for dalad varm. So kipshuto, it seems to be machlokes rishonim whether you're chayev for whether the geder of the gemara says you're chayev for tashma shamita al tibay l'liyune or whatever the svar is. Seems to be a machlokas whether you are a geder of Poshea or not. Related point, though, we'll explore this from another angle. The Acharonim ask another question. When we discussed the sugya of Ad Demod La'olam, whether it applies to Ones Gomer. So Tosis has all kinds of Echrechim, all kinds of cases in Shas, so we don't see Ad Demod La'olam. And one of the Mahalchim, other Rishonim say, Dimadcha, at least some of Tosis Rayas, is to say a nuptur. One of the pturim we said before is the Ramban's idea that hu pasha ba'atzmai sometimes. Another svar of the Rishonim say, this is based on the Rivar, Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Some say the Ramban himself means this in one of the pashas, and one of the things he says over there is that anytime you're misasik b'rishus, like an uman, tabach uman shekilkel, an uman who accidentally damages the thing he's working on, has a nuptur because he is misasik b'rishus. Such a person can't be nechshav a mazik. He can only be Nechshav as a Shomer and goes to Al-Dinei Shomer. He doesn't have the Din of Mazik B'Klal, certainly doesn't have the Din of Adem Mu'ad La'olam. That's the idea of the Riva and several other Rishon. So a number of Acharonim ask, later Acharonim ask, the Chazon Ish, Eliezer Gordon of Tells, the Ravid Azov, Machan Ephraim really was the first one to ask it. Why doesn't that klal apply in our Gemara? Mazgis ishto b'tashma shamita, he certainly has rishus. So why don't we have that ptur in the case of mazgis ishto b'tashma shamita? So one answer, of course, is we've been alluding to before, is the Chazon Ish, who says that's very nice when you're basically in earnest, when maybe ken gnev aveda, not really your fault, but you'd be chayv al tzadim od la'olam. Then we say that if you're masasik b'rishus, then we don't say. We don't apply the din of adam mazik or the mord la'olam. Hashenkin, if you're pasheya, then the namad yichayev is a mazik, and that's not an arsugya. The maskana of the gemara, at least the fisam rishonim, he says, it's totally on that machlokes rishonim with the yichayev and dalad varm, that the riva is going to learn. The riva has to learn. He says that the gedder of the chiyav here is al pshia, and then he taka chayev and dalad varm. And the rishonim taka who don't hold yichayev and dalad varm, they hold you not a pasheya, and still the gemara says yichayev. Even though it's Masasik Barishos Al Karka, they don't hold like the Riva. He wants to make these machloks in Tali Habaha. Earlier Akronim, they'll give other Tirutzim. Machan Ephraim, the first one to ask this question, Machan Ephraim says that Mazik Barishos, the idea of Masasik Barishos only applies to a Shomer Chinam. That if you're a Shomer Chinam, you're not getting paid for anything, then that's why, Ad Demod La'olam, that's why the Sugya of Tabakum and Shekelkel, if you're doing it Pachinam, that the Gemara says you potter, the Rishonim will ask, what about Ad Demod La'olam? They say, because Misasik Barishus. As soon as you get paid, Machan Ephraim says, then you become like a Shomer Sachar, and then you are Chayev, even if you're Misasik Barishus. For the answer, Gordon is Masbury says, Dine Shomrim, Hinem Zon are not Shayachir Bachlal. In the case of Mazik is Ishtu B'tashmish Amita, the Isha is not a Chayfet, she's not Mammon, she's a person. So Avada, there's no Dine Shomrim here. If the Machan Ephraim is telling you that here Gufa, the Hana, the Schirus, makes you back into Adam HaMazik, Al Karchach Machan Ephraim understood that Misasik Barishus takes off your Din Adam HaMazik, but it comes back as soon as you become a Shomer Sachar. As soon as you're getting paid, Machan Ephraim holds, then you become a Mazik. That, Rosie Gordon says, he doesn't understand. He says that it's Mavur from the Riva, that even if you're getting paid, you're not Adam HaMazik if you're Misasik Barishus. He claims that's clearly the Mashmos of the Riva. The Riva just means that if you get Tzchar, then you become a Shomer. And the Chiyav over there in the Gemara Mavakama is Al Shomer, not Al Tzmazik. And over here he says it's Pashut that there is no Din Shomer. So here, the Hadra Kushla Dukhte, here the Riva is Shver. Because Manav Shach, the Tzchar doesn't make you back into a Mazik. Elamai Dine Shomerim don't apply. So Vaiter, the Riva is still Shver. He says Machan Ephraim is wrong. Tzchar, in this case, shouldn't make a difference. You should still have the Ptur Misasik Barishus. And the truth is, even though he and the Chazon Ish and others all take for granted that there's no Shomerim on people, the truth is, it is actually a great, great machlokus among the Rishonim. It's a pella, actually, that the Chazon Ish and Rosie Gordon don't seem to have realized this. The one person who does is the Ber Moshe, not the Deborah Tziner, but Harav Danishevsky. He points out that there's already an early machlokus Rishonim, whether there's a Din Shomer on people. The Achronim would say, these Achronim were saying there's no Din Shomer on people. They quote a Shach, the Shach and Simon Tzadi Hey, who says, the Shach is not talking about Shomerim, the Shach is talking about Shvuah. The Shach says that the Ikra Lahalacha, he brings Machlokes to Rishonim whether Eved is Hukish Lekarkos. Rishonim argue whether Ben Charon is Hukish Lekarkos. The Shach says the Ikra is like the Shita that Ben Charon also is Hukish Lekarkos. The Shach says Ben Charon has the Din of Karka, Linyan Shvuah. And that's why the Chazon Ish and Rav Gordon and others are saying that Huadin Legabe Shomerim, people have the Din of Karka and there wouldn't be a din Shomer on people. But the truth is, the basic question of whether there's a Din Shomer on people goes back to a whole Machlokes among the Kadmonim. There is a din in Chashan Mishpat, in Hilcha Shutfin. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, brings a din of the Maram of Rattenberg and other German Rishonim. They talk about a case of someone who sent a shliach on some mission. The shliach got injured. So there's a question about whether the Mishalech is chayev for the hezek of the shliach. So there are different ways to approach why or why not, why he should be chayev. One of the approaches the Rishonim have is Shomer. Shoel, they say. They say if there's a din Shomer on Guf, on Mamon, Kolshkin on Guf, they say. So the Maram and a number of other Rishonim say that there is a Din Shoel and Kipshuta, Shomer Chinam, and Shomer Sachar also. They say Gnev and Aved is not really Shayach on a human being. But in principle, they say there are Dine Shomrim on people. It can be a Shoel on a person. It can be other types of Shomrim on people. And it's Mefurish and Rishonim, and the Shita is born in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a Din Shomer on people. What about the fact that Adam is Hukosh to Karkos? What about the fact that Adam should be Nismayat from everywhere that Karkos is Nismayat? So the Ber Moshe says that Maram seems to be going with the Shita in Rishonim that only in Eved is Hukish to Karkos, not Ben Charon. And in Chanami, the other Rishonim who say that Eved is Hukish to Karkos, that even Ben Charon is Hukish to Karkos, that's how the Shach passings will disagree. And there are Rishonim who disagree with Maram. There are Rishonim who say flat out There's no din shomer, there's no din shoel on gufad. I'll call upon him to just say flatly that there's no din shomer on people. It might be true lahalacha if you say that the ikur is like the shach, who's machriya like the rishonim, who say that there's no, that even in ben charon is hukish to kak and there's no din shomer. It might be true, but it's certainly far from obvious. And the Maram Shita is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Hilchos Shutfin does bring both Shitas, so that there is a Shita, that there is a Din Shomer on a human being. So it's certainly not self-evident that there's no Dine Shomer. Certainly the Rishonim can hold that there is a Din Shomer on people.
What's the case of your Shomer
on
a person?
You send a Shliach on a business errand or a personal errand or en route of his Shlichus, he gets injured. Either his Guf or his Mom. Let's say his Guf gets injured. People catch him and beat him up. So the Rishonim handle whether it's Meis Machlis Malacha, they handle whether it's, when is he a Shomer to you 24 hours a day, only while he's actually engaged in your work, but putting all those questions aside, let's assume that it's not Machlis Malacha, let's assume that it's Mamish while he was working for you, they say he's Shal.
Is the Mishaleach a Shomer?
Is the Shliach a Shomer of the Mishaleach? Is the Mishaleach a Shoel on the goof of the Mishaleach, on the goof of the Shliach? The Shliach is working for the Mishaleach. It's like the Mishaleach borrowed the Shliach, just like if I borrow your cow to use, I borrowed you to run errands for me. He's a pile, it's a Shliach. So Mazik Yishish, B'tashu Shamita, maybe each on each other, but I'll call upon him since the Isha is involved in something for the service of the Ish, he's responsible for any hezek that happens to her, even if someone else causes it. Kol Shekhin, if he causes it, that he's achray for.
How much just be the mice, the tashmish that would make them the shliach, maybe the shibudim that they have to each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's the shibud and the fact that she agreed to mishamish with him. I mean, formal relationship, it's true, but it doesn't, you don't have to say a language of Chashem Mishpar and Shlichus. The Rishon HaTorah in a case where I send you on an errand, I say, please go to the store for me, and route to the store, someone beats you up. So that gufa, doing a favor, is logaric. Good. Some say Shomer needs a kinyan, again, to another shalom, you made a kinyan, you have a proper kinyan. You're right, it's mechudosh, and it's not muskim, and there are the Rishonim say there's no din shomer on people. They don't always articulate why. It might be because it's hukash to karka, it might be for other reasons, it might be because they held the whole Tzura of Shomer doesn't make sense. You're not borrowing the person. He's an autonomous thing. There could be a lot of reasons besides the reason of Karka and Hukash LeKarka. There could be other reasons why there's no Shomer. But you can't get around the fact that there are Gedolei HaRishonim who held that after all is said and done, there is a Din Shomer, a Din Shoel, and Pashas, a Din other Shomer on Guva Shalad. So the Achronim here and the Sugya give other reasons why perhaps there is... Why the Riva might not apply here? Besides the Chazon Ish's reason, you have the Machne Ephraim's reason that it doesn't apply to a Shomer Sachar, or here he's Nana from her, so that's the equivalent of Shomer Sachar. Just want to explore one further point on this topic before we end, which is that the Reb Lezer Gordon is asking that if there's no Din Shomer on the Guf of the Adam, then the whole Musig of Shomer shouldn't apply. And Mamela, the fact that you're getting paid, it shouldn't be Malo Amarid. Being getting paid is only he names on for a Hanacha Pshuta, that getting paid is only Malo Amarid if there's a proper parsha of Shomrim. If you're dealing with a Chafetz that doesn't have a Din Shomrim, then getting paid shouldn't be Malo Amarid. The truth is, this question comes up in the Sugya of Tabachum and Shekilkel itself, because after discussing the case of the Shochet who messed up the Behema, the Gemara talks about another case. The Gemara talks about the case of Maradin or Lashulchan, where the shulchani here is the shomer, is the one who messed up, caused a hefsid by giving bad advice to the client, and he's chayev, and according to many, or most rishonim, it goes to with the same gedder, it's tali on schar and chinam, with the same hagdar. So several of the achronim ask, divrei cheskel, avni nezer, they ask, what shaychus? Bishlam, in the case of the behema, the shochet is a shomer on the behema, and male, if he's b'chinam, he's a shomer chinam, if he's b'schar, he's a shomer, b'schar, he's a shomer sachar. Here, there's no moment to be a shomer on. What happened? The client brought to you a dinar of a third party, asked you if you should take it, and you said yes, because it's good, and it turned out it wasn't good. When he asked you about the dinar, it wasn't the client's b'chlal, turned out the dinar was worthless. Your bad advice was garim mehezik. The Gemara calls it garmi. But there's certainly no moment that you're a shomer on. Any moment that was there, A, wasn't the tavez, and B, it wasn't worth anything. So, what shaychus shomrim? So they want some achronim want to learn al karchach taka like the Machne Ephraim that were dealing with mazik somehow. The chiyuv is taka mazik, and like the Machne Ephraim held that paying schar makes you into a even in dini mazik. Paying schar could turn you from being an onus into a somehow the standard we hold you to becomes higher if you take schar. what would have been called an onus and yipatrol tzadim word la'olam in dini mazik ufa, you become chayev because you're getting paid, not like the hanacha of Rabbi Elazar Gord. There is actually another mahalak though, which these achareim are not discussing. Avi Nezer himself wants to learn that even in dini shomrim gufa, there is an idea. He brings a raya from a sugina mafkid. There are cases where a shomer doesn't have actual mamon, but because he's makabel shmira, because someone. The case they're talking about, basically, let's simplify the case a little bit, but basically they're talking about a situation where Reuven gave something to Shimon, told Shimon, watch it. It turned out the thing was worthless. Shimon lost it. So Shimon says, it was worthless. What do you care? Reuven says, the reason I care is because if the thing would have been intact, I could have taken it back to the guy who sold it to me and gotten my money back. Now it's too late. So the Gemara is mavur, at least some halachim in the Gemara, that there is a taina, there is a din shomer on that gufa. Even though the mamon itself is worthless, it has no shavius. Nevertheless, that since you're responsible to take care of it and your responsibilities to the Tavea, your failure to live up to your responsibilities caused him a hezek, even though there's no mamon be'en, which is shayach din shomerim on, afal pikein, there is a din shomer here, similar to in the different Malkiel. He talks about a case of an insurance broker who failed. He received a premium from a customer and he failed to enter it into the company's books. So Mamela, the company wouldn't honor the premium, the guy's house burned down, the company wouldn't pay. He's actually mitzadid, he has a major tzad to machai of the broker as a shomer. Even though, again, there's no mamon, the premium itself is only a few dollars, and the house, you're not a shomer on the house, you never saw the house, you never made a kinyan on the house is karka. Nevertheless, he applies the musik of shomer, even though there's no mamon to be a shomer on. Shomer, apparently, according to some achronim, extends in a broader way, if I'm relying on you and you commit yourself to watch out and take care and you don't, even sometimes when there's no mamon involved, you can still be a shomer if your delinquency and your responsibilities causes some kind of hefsid. So maybe I have to work this out better, but maybe it's possible to say the same thing here in the case of the guf of the isha. Even if the guf of the isha is not something which is shayach shomrim on, ben charon is like karka, there's no shomrim, maybe you can argue somehow that it's still shayach, just like it is in the case of the mardin al shulchani. You still have to explain why every karka you don't say such a svara, then why every case of karka you don't say Dalmehacha, the goof of the karka, typically that you're Makablach Rayas and you're Gar Mehezek. So I'm not sure this really works, but just the point is, it's similar to the Elazar Gordon's tying on the Machne Ephraim, is the same point that we're going to make over there, that you see the idea of Shomrim sometimes, even when there's no mumun on which a normal Kabbalah Shmira should actually apply.